Joining me in the studio with the latest news headlines is Annie Haswell. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Sarah. As usual, let's just start with a quick look at the stats for COVID across the world. 168 million cases in the world and 3.49 million deaths. In Australia, the numbers have done a bit of a jump, hit 30,048 cases and 910 deaths.
And just when life seemed to be returning to normal, the borders are slamming shut again.
Yes, that's today's news. Queensland and Western Australia have introduced a hard border with Victoria. Tasmania has joined the Northern Territory in declaring Greater Melbourne as a virus hotspot because Melbourne's cluster grew by 11 new cases today, bringing the total number of cases associated with this outbreak that's just happened to 26. And from midnight, they go back into lockdown for the fourth time. Pretty depressing for Victorians. There are now 10,000 people who've been identified as a primary or secondary contact of a confirmed case. 26 people have been diagnosed with this cluster, and more than 150 sites have been identified as exposure sites. One person is in intensive care.
And Adelaide is the culprit.
Well, that's what they're saying. The latest outbreak has been traced back to an Adelaide quarantine hotel. And an investigation found that the virus was probably spread from one man to another. And you have to imagine this, when they both opened doors within a short time frame of each other to collect food.
And the media is under pressure in Hong Kong.
Yes, Radio Television Hong Kong, RTHK, was founded in 1928 and it's a public broadcaster, much like the ABC, with its editorial independence guaranteed in a charter. Suddenly, news programs are being pulled at the last minute, senior staff are quitting, and a journalist who became a household name for grilling Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam has been fired. The head of the station, a journalism veteran, was released 6 months ahead of his contract and replaced with a career bureaucrat with no media experience. Now, the word from the pro-Beijing lawmakers and supporters, they've welcomed the latest changes, saying that RTHK's news coverage had been biased and its editorial freedom should not be absolute. A little bit of an echo of the kind of arguments you hear being put around in Australia about the ABC.
And meanwhile in China, the crackdown on freedom of speech is far more overt.
Yes, the trial of an Australian Chinese writer charged with espionage by China has begun in a closed-door court. Yang Huangjin, an Australian citizen, has been detained for over 2 years after he was arrested in 2019 at an airport. He's a scholar and a novelist, and he has kept a blog on China affairs. And his writings in recent years hadn't been directly critical of the government. They haven't revealed any details about the charges, and the case has developed as relations have worsened between Australia and China. Today, Australian diplomats were turned away from entering his courtroom, and Mr. Yang's relatives are not allowed to see him.
And insurance giant AMP is in trouble for charging fees to dead people.
Well, this is a legacy of the Royal Commission into Banking. The corporate regulator has launched legal action for unconscionable conduct against AMP for their habit of, as they put it, harvesting cash from graveyard clients. This was exposed at the Banking Royal Commission in 2018. It charged fees to around 10,000 people who were no longer around to argue with the bill.
And it's becoming more likely that a key global temperature limit will be reached in one of the next 5 years.
Yes, the World Meteorological Association has published a report saying that by 2025, which isn't very far away, there's a 40% chance of at least 1 year being 1.5 degrees centigrade hotter than the pre-industrial level. And to give it a bit of context, in the last decade, it was estimated that the chance of any 1 year reaching that threshold was only 20%.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, Sarah.